Hey everybody, this is Henry with the Film Buds Podcast. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. 62. Let's get to Thanksgiving, which came out late last year. It's directed by Eli Roth, stars Patrick Dempsey, Ty Olson, Gina Gershon, Lynn Griffin, Karen Clish. Not a huge cast, really. And the synopsis is, after a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, a mysterious Thanksgiving-inspired killer terrorizes Plymouth, Massachusetts, the birthplace of the infamous holiday. So, I saw this one just recently. I missed it in theaters. I was curious about it because over the last 4 or 5 years, I've become a huge slasher movie fan. I love all the different franchises, Scream, Halloween, Texas Chainsaw, you name it. I'm pretty much a fan of all of them, and I've covered a lot of them over the years on the show and on bonus shows on Bandcamp, so check those out if you haven't. This one I talked about, I think, briefly on a Picks of the Week way back when, but I like Eli Roth. I feel like, for better and for worse, he's an auteur. He's one of those where a lot of his signatures, sometimes they're just interesting because they're different, not to say they're especially good, but he still has a unique voice, and he, of course, is a big horror, gorehead sort of director. And I haven't seen all of his movies. I've seen maybe 75% of them at this point. I'm dying to see Borderlands, the new one coming out this year. I cannot wait for that. I think that's going to be amazing. I hope it is. And I think my favorite so far is probably The Green Inferno, the tribal cannibal film. Overall, I think the movie is in some ways refreshing. It doesn't reinvent the slasher genre, but it comfortably plays within it. And I think that's the point. I don't think it was trying to be some revolutionary movie, but I think he does a good job of setting it in modern day, but maintaining it in sort of an 80s feel. It doesn't really feel like, all right, this movie is set in the 80s, or this is a movie that came out in 1985 or something. It's like, here are things I love about the 80s, and we're putting it into a modern-day film. And there's a fine line you have to walk with that, and I think he, for the most part, he did it well. And I like the overall idea, like this riot at the beginning of the movie, which is so ridiculous, and this is probably his funniest movie and the most self-aware movie, which I think that's my favorite part of Eli Roth in terms of how he's growing. He seems to be becoming more self-aware and not as serious, because I don't think he really has the finesse to do dramatic, really serious stuff. And the riot goes horribly, and then this Thanksgiving killer dressed as a pilgrim goes around terrorizing people to get revenge and all that. And I won't spoil too much because it is still fairly new and there's some twists and turns that I don't want to give away. And I think it's pretty solid. I don't think it's a landmark movie. It wouldn't have been best of the year for me or anything like that, but definitely one of my favorite of Eli Roth's so far. I think it looks really good. It's shot well. It's not too long. The performances are actually fairly decent for a movie like this. Patrick Dempsey is excellent. And so it is worth watching if you like gore films, slasher films, horror, low budget, B movies, whatever. I think it's could appeal to a lot of different viewers of different interests. And talking about the gore specifically, he does that, of course, very well, considering his background and his career so far. Like the scene with the oven and the woman being put in there is good. The Thanksgiving table scene is awesome. The woman who I think is leaving the store towards the beginning of the movie, and there's like a billboard or something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but that sequence is excellent. So there are a lot of good kills, and that's what really you're hoping for in a movie like this. There's usually never going to be anything else really that great aside from the kill. So you're hoping, you kind of need those kills to be good 9 times out of 10. And I think they are. The twist itself, I think it's just more obligatory than anything. And I think you can kind of see it coming. So that part of the movie, not amazing, nothing that left a great taste in my mouth, pun intended there, but still decent. Like, I don't think it does anything offensively wrong. Oh, also I think it's a school sequence. That's really good with the trampoline. The parade sequence with the pole or log going through the front of the truck. I mean, even talking about it now, there are a lot of things that stick out to me scene-wise and kill-wise, so that's effective. I would happily watch another. Like, even though this movie isn't a 5 out of 5, if they want to do Thanksgiving 2, I'd watch it. You know, it's so, in some ways, harmless, and I don't think they're trying to make it out anything that it's not, so I appreciate that, and I think Eli Roth has a good grasp on how to do that properly. So, do check it out. Maybe a little underrated, a little swept under the rug for some reason. Maybe this movie is running out of steam, this style of film. I don't know. I hope not, because I'm always up for films like this, especially if they're somewhat original. Oh, and actually one small criticism. So I don't think his direction is that strong, even at this point. I think his cinematography, editing, direction combination is a little clunky and not really always in a good way. He just doesn't really have the sharpness, the finesse, the elegance sometimes that I think he wishes he had, or that he maybe thinks he does. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But there's a scene right at the end of the movie, which in some ways left a bad taste in my mouth, even though overall I like it. There's this scene where the main girl is getting up and there's this dream sequence, and I won't spoil it, but then there's something that comes out of the closet and then it suddenly just cuts to black or to the credits. And that scene and how it's placed in the movie, being the ending teaser even before the credits roll, feels really weird and out of place and messily done. So no matter how creative he can be with crazy gore or anything like that, certain storytelling elements are still not great at this point, but not a huge deal. Just wanted to mention that. So that one is a light 4 out of 5.
Hi, this is Matt Rogers.
And this is Bowen Yang.
In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood.
Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network.
They believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event.
Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community.
Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can help build a more connected community.